An indictment in a bizarre international money laundering scheme was released from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage today. $1 billion that was being held in Seoul, South Korea, was spirited out of the country through a scheme perpetrated by a former Anchorage man. Assistant U.S. Attorney Steve Strachey prosecuted the case. He says former Anchorage resident Kenneth Zong created a scheme to assist several Iranian nationals and banks from Iran into subverting Korean government restrictions on the use of Iranian funds.
And by creating this false scheme, the Iranian co-conspirators of his directed him to send Iranian-held funds that should have stayed in Korea by Korean law out to the various parts of the world to approximately in the amount of $1 billion.
Who was the money going to? What was the purpose of these transfers?
The indictment doesn't list who the money was going to, but the indictment does list approximately 10 foreign countries ranging from Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Canada, Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. And those countries and others, including the United States, is where that $1 billion was transferred out of Korea to those countries and individuals in those countries.
How did the scheme work?
As listed in the indictment, Mr. Zong and his Iranian conspirators developed a false, essentially a false business, where they would falsely order marble from the Middle East and have it shipped through one of Mr. Zong's companies to Iran. They would falsify virtually all of the paperwork in connection with this false purchase and transport, submit it to Korean authorities as being legitimate. And once the Korean authorities reviewed it, not knowing it was not legitimate, they would issue payment to Mr. Zong, who then obtained that the payment in Iranian money and then directed that money outside of that controlled environment to the worldwide financial market.
How was Mr. Zong discovered?
Mr. Zong's activities were discovered by the Korean authorities, and they were subsequently made available to us after that discovery.
Is it known how much he made, or members of his organization or his family?
The indictment charges that Mr. Zong received anywhere from $10 million to $17 million U.S. as commission or fees for orchestrating and being the center of this fraud.
You mentioned earlier, Mr. Strachey, that $1 billion had been laundered. Has that money been recovered?
It has not.
How about the money that was paid to Mr. Zong, the between $10 and $17 million? Has that been recovered?
As charged in the indictment, again, the money that made it into Anchorage was approximately, you know, close to $10 million. And that was spent on some personal residences, private property, vehicles, other investments. And the majority of those properties and funds have been seized by the government and were forfeited by the government last spring. And so a substantial amount of that has been recovered.
Is it known what the $1 billion was to be used for?
We don't have any idea as to what that money went to.
Will there be more charges against him or others?
That's not something I can comment on, but the investigation is ongoing and has been for several years, and we've not yet completed it.
There's, of course, so much concern about information on the internet and what's real and what isn't. We've seen a lot of concern around that, especially recently. What's learned after a case like this? Does it at all help to strengthen financial controls, or what kind of things are sort of learned and applied after you successfully prosecute a case such as this one?
Well, as the indictment states, this case was primarily out of Seoul, South Korea. Once the Korean authorities became aware of the nature of the fraud, they implemented stricter controls with respect to their trade agreement with Iran and how money is transferred back and forth between the two countries, because they do have their own individualized, you know, sovereign trade agreements. So once they became aware of it, they strengthened their rules. Our rules under the charges that Mr. Zong is facing under what we call IEPA remain the same. They're very strict, and without getting approval from what we call OFAC, or the Office of Foreign Asset Control, American citizens cannot, for the most part, do any kind of business whatsoever with the government of Iran.
Is it known how the money was spent in Alaska?
The indictment charges that Mr. Zong and an unindicted co-conspirator, who's not listed at this time, conspired to spend the money in Alaska in various different ways, with the purchase of homes, condominium complexes, a Bentley vehicle, a Porsche, and other significant money transfers, including that $800,000 of the $10 million that came to Alaska was wired back to Mr. Zong in South Korea.
Steve Strachey is the assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted Kenneth Zong. Strachey says Alaska properties purchased with the illegal funds were seized in April of 2014.